afternoon, dear adjudicators and fellow debaters. We are here today, as Arpit has stated already, to discuss about the censorship of the internet for students and from unacceptable online content. These days, censorship of the internet is becoming quite popular in countries throughout the world, such as China, the UAE, Myanmar, Morocco, Singapore, France, South Korea, the US, etc. We may think that this is a positive thing, and it is, as Arpit stated, due to the growing number of children who watch pornographic material. But look at the other reasons as to why most governments have started to have started censorship. Other than censoring pornographic sites, governments in the UAE, South Korea, France, and Singapore have censored websites containing religious, political, and racial content as well. Therefore, why should censorship of these types of content be necessary for students like us? Students should have the right to know about racial and political issues within their country, because every human being has the right to know. They're living in this country, therefore they should be aware of all the situation and everything that's going on. Therefore, why should they ban the students from visiting sites which contain such information? It would be biased of the ruling government not to let people, especially students, read about the political situation of their country. Thus, there is also an issue of equality of access. Students, along with everyone else, has the right to read and learn about anything they want. They have the right to know, and reading will help to increase their general and practical knowledge about such issues. Therefore, no censorship of the internet is not really necessary to protect students from unacceptable online content. And Arpit, as the speaker from the far side has stated, that he has given some examples of students being involved in sexual actions after viewing pornographic material, but that is only a certain group or age group of students like us. We're more mature students. We will use the internet for our educational reasons. And why would we be watching porn in school? And it's not a matter. It's not a matter of pornographic sexual relationships, but it's more a matter of having the right to know and viewing things like. Such as the political and religious information. Such as in France, they have banned students, for anyone from viewing any Nazi material, because it's, as they say, unethical. But they have to know, they have the right to know about what has happened in their country in the past and the history of their country. So, thank you. Now I'd like to invite the second speaker from the far side to speak.